Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present The Iron Trader, Special Edition, by Julie Kagawa, performed by Kevin T. Collins. To Guru Ron, for letting me pick his brain. And to Nick, for letting me hit him with sticks. Part 1. 1. Back to normal. My name is Ethan Chase. Just shy of a week ago, I was dragged into Fairyland. Again. The first time it happened, I was 4. Yeah, 4 years old, kidnapped by fairies, and taken into the Never Never, home of the Fae. Long story short, my older sister rescued me and brought me home, but became a fairy queen herself, and now rules a part of the Never Never called the Iron Realm. 13 years later, despite all the precautions I took against the fair folk, it happened again. I found myself smack dab in the middle of the Never Never, and this time I wasn't alone. A classmate of mine, a girl named Mackenzie St. James, managed to get pulled in as well. A lot of weird, screwed-up stuff happened in the next few days, like following a talking cat through the Never Never, meeting my sister in the Iron Realm, sneaking out of the Iron Realm to meet up with the Queen of the Exiles, and, oh yeah, discovering that my sister has a son. That's right. I have a nephew. A nephew who is part Fae, completely unknown to my parents, and who, by way of screwy fairy time, is the same age as me. There is one other important thing we discovered, the emergence of a new, deadly species of fae called the Forgotten, fairies that almost don't exist anymore because they've been unremembered for so long. Fairies that have to steal the glamour from regular fae to survive, killing them in the process. But for me, the nephew thing sort of stands out. If I thought my family was weird before, it's not even a blip on the weirdness scale now. I thought I'd seen it all, but when I got pulled into the Never Never, the thing I never saw coming was Kieran. When Kieran went back into the Never Never, I knew I hadn't seen the last of him. Still, I had no idea how entangled my life would soon become with his, and how he would be the catalyst for the end of everything. Sometimes I wished everyone paid less attention to me. Sometimes I even wished I had fairy blood, so that when the really weird things started happening around me, people would forget they'd seen it as soon as I left. That worked for Robin Goodfellow, the most infamous fairy in existence, and to a lesser extent, it even worked for my sister. But in the real world, if you're fully human and you vanish into thin air for nearly a week, people tend to notice. If you vanish at the same time as a very rich, popular classmate, they notice even more. Which was why, I supposed, I was back in the principal's office the Monday after I returned from the Never Never. Only this time, there were two policemen in the room as well, looming over my chair and looking stern. Kids passing by peered through the door's window and gaped at me before hurrying off with their friends, whispering. Great. I already had a reputation for being a delinquent and a troublemaker. This probably wasn't going to help. "Do you know why we've brought you here, Mr. Chase?" the principal said, pursing his thin mouth. I shrugged. I'd been in this office on my first day of school and knew the principal thought I was a lost cause. No point in trying to change his mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?